made my first money as a solo rapper.
You did?
Yep.
Off ya?
Off of ya.
Sick, dude.
I made 77 cents.
Damn, sick. That's what's up.
About 160 some odd streams it counted out to, and that would have been just on that single when it came out.
Okay, that's
From August to September.
That's a lot less than I thought you'd need to make cents like that.
Yeah, 77 cents. That's a lot of cents for set for that many plays. Seems like
my new album called 77 cents.
It's coming out. I mean, not that it's coming out. But yeah, man, got 160 streams. I made 6 cents from Apple Music.
Are you gonna buy another frame from Spotify? Frame your first
frame my 70 cents.
Yeah,
more from Spotify, really.
What's up? Yeah, cause more people listened on Spotify.
Huh?
That's how you become a solo rapper. That's how you make the independent money in the streets, Slim.
Streams.
You put out that album and you make that 70 cents.
Start with a black and mild, then you move up to a bag of marbles.
Yeah, I mean that's how you get it down in the hood. So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 270. My name is Sean Ast.
Bob Gamparda.
Slim.
And we are live in my dining room at my table.
Yeah, as we do. I'm just trying to rap so I can afford Jewel Pods. That's a whole $17.
God.
So I gotta be releasing content.
At least getting 70 cents off the... Yeah, I mean, that's something you gotta think about. This was just one single, so, I mean, next month when I start to get some more of the album money trickling
in... It's gonna take like two albums better, to get one pod, bro. Mm-hmm.
Well, a four-pack is 17.
That's a goal. I need to start just releasing music like a song a week or something and try and make that money back so that I could get... so I could be paid.
Paid.
I mean, if you think about 70 cents a song.
It adds up, you know. You got that change jar collecting dust. Just throw it in there.
What the fuck is 7 times 12? Somebody good with math?
Oh, sorry. It's like 80 something.
What's 7 times 2? 14.
I was just thinking about
one.
How
it's 84.
Seven.
All the change that you usually have.
You said 714.
She got 3-way. I was just saying, you got a 33
sorry,
and third
Bob,
chance of winning.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about all the change that you always have laying around the house.
Yeah.
So I was like, if you keep writing albums, we're just going to be fucking swimming in it. Like fucking Scrooge McDuck. Swimming around in fucking change.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Cats are going to have so much fun.
It's that Spotify change, bro.
Like it. Fill the basement with change.
Dude, fill your bathtub with change. Take a bath.
This is Spotify money. I'm bathing in it.
So this...
Yeah, you're just covered in fucking like the green shit from like rusty
like
pennies.
The copper. Yeah. I'm covering myself in Coca-Cola and swimming through the pennies. Taking the copper off of them. Ew. One penny at a time. So this Saturday, December 8th, is our show.
Yes.
At the Eurogyro in Kent, Ohio.
Right.
We are going to be live and in full effect. Sean Ast, Slim with a dollar sign, Freely Spoken, G Black, Tiger Uppercut.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to meet Tiger.
You've never met Bobby.
Not in person.
Probably going to be awkward. You're probably going to be like, hi, I'm Slim, and he's going to be like, what's up, man, I'm Bobby. And that's going to be like...
I'm going to be like, give me those beats you owe me, or I'm going to punch you in the dick.
What's up?
Nothing.
What'd you just say? You're going to punch him in the dick? Yeah. He owes you beats?
Oh, well, I paid him, but I didn't tell him which beats I wanted yet. That's on me.
You paid him, and you ain't gotten him.
No, but that's on me. But, no, he was saying how, he was like, if you ever wanted to jump me, now would be the time at the Gyro and Ken on Saturday. And like, when he made the post, it was pretty funny.
You're going to jump him
he
and
said, no,
steal his beats.
Yeah, steal his hard drive. He said, it's also a solid chance to catch me in public if you hate my guts and want to fight me.
Yeah, he's a hell of a promoter.
Yeah, I like Bobby.
Tiger Uppercut, doing a live performance. He'll have his little Roland MPC unit, it looks like, and he'll be, you know, playing the beats live.
Yeah, man. G Black going on too. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see him live.
Yeah, Slim with a dollar sign. You're going to be putting out your album the day before. So how many songs from the album are you going to be playing?
All 7.
I mean, it's seven song.
Also,
how long is the your album? It's like seven songs in 5 minutes.
Seven songs in 5 minutes.
Something like that, right?
Let me see.
That's the track.
Have you pre-ordered it off of pre-ordered it off iTunes yet?
Did I? No.
Yeah, you.
No, I did not.
You didn't pre-order your own album?
No. Well, the money would go right back to me, yeah, and then you'd get 10 cents.
And then I'd get 10%. Yeah, I'd get 5.
Sean's racking up the change now, okay? He's in the change business. Yeah. Young Coinstar over here. You throw some money in, he takes his cut.
That should be my next record.
Yes.
Young Coinstar. So anyway, you're playing seven songs from the record?
Yeah, I'm doing those seven. I'm going to throw a couple more in there, too. I got the new one I recorded, and then I'm going to do a little freestyle over one of Tiger's beats.
Doing some old shit?
No, strictly the new right now.
All right, so it doesn't tell me how long the record is, but let's do some math. So 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 1 minute is 5, plus another 2, that's 7, plus another 2 is 8, plus 3.5 is 11.5 plus 2.25.
That's sacrifice.
2.25 is 3. Your record's 13 minutes and 3/4 chance of winning.
You got a 33 and 3rd chance of winning. But I got a 66 and 2/3 chance of winning.
Because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me. He's not going to try. So, small Joe, you take your 33 and 3rd chance. Minus my 25. Chance. I can't remember. It's been too long. We don't play this clip sacrifice. Enough, Bobby.
But then you take shout out to Chris Clem's last T-shirt of the day.
Yeah, where it was. It's the Einsteiner shirt.
Yeah.
What?
It's that on a T-shirt.
Oh, gotcha.
It's written out completely on the back. Gotcha. And on the front, though, it's Scott Steiner, like, in an Albert Einstein portrait. Like, they put Albert Einstein hair on the side of Scott Steiner.
How many T-shirts of the day did he do?
Who? Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle knows how many T-shirts
of the Chris Clem did. He did 33 and a 3rd chance. Why is there tape on my head? What the fuck?
I thought that was just part of your head.
Yeah.
You guys thought I was just doing that legit.
Your get up. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, you did it to your shoes the one day.
You got tape on that set for how long? Or wherever the
Well, yeah, that's just to mark whose is whose because I have two identical
I'm finding
pairs.
That fucking
this shit was just like halfway in my hair.
Spots, like
just SpongeBob duct tape attached. Attached to my head, and you guys were all just like, "That's just
I
what Sean
it was
does."
A tribute to the creator. I don't know. R.I.P. to him.
R.I.P. the SpongeBob creator.
I don't remember his name. Scott something.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
Pour one out.
I got you.
So you're excited to play a show? Are you excited to see me perform?
I am. I haven't seen you play since like 2012.
you know, I gotta.
Well, no, I lied. You did. Play in my in your basement.
In my
basement.
In your basement.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It was a private show. You didn't know about it.
Yeah, man. I've been working on my set. Bobby heard my set earlier. There's some surprises in there. You'd think, right?
Oh yeah, there's a surprise or two.
Man, there's a surprise or
whip
two.
Whip your cock out.
Yeah. He's like, hey, check out my new watch. And it's
throw it in a pita.
It's actually his cock.
It's actually my cock over my wrist.
Nice. Oh, did you know? And because I missed this at my last Java show, okay. Because we're performers, we each get a large pepperoni pizza.
For real?
For free.
Each person?
For free.
That doesn't sound right.
Each person? Yeah, because the
that's
band.
That's like eight pizzas. And then if you've.
That's four. There's four performers.
And then five.
I think if you count Tiger. Yeah, I guess that's 10. Or. Hey, you got me fucked up.
Cause Kurt Angle knows.
33 wins and sacrifice.
God damn it.
3 and 3rd chance.
It's 5 pizzas going out to us because we're doing the work, bringing the crowd.
Yeah.
I'll share them with you if you want.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You got my math fucked up now. What's 7 times 12? 714? You might be right. I don't know. Let me get my calculator real quick to verify.
I mean, 7 times 2 is 14. 7 times 1 is 7. So 714.
Yeah.
That's how you do multiplication.
Can you draw that out for me real quick? I want to see how you came to that. Not in your head. Sean's cross multiplying in the air.
to the three-way.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a set, man. The Freely Spoken. Right. It was funny. He messaged me last night, like, what time am I playing and what are set times or whatever the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, shit. I never wrote it down when I did all the math the last time. So I just scrolled.
So you aired, you did it in the air?
Did it in there. Oh, no, right. No. All I had to
chances
do.
Chances going on 2 a.m. when the bar closes.
7:14. No. I decided to scroll back two messages, and there was my message when he asked me the last time, and I was easily able to just be like, oh, there it is. There's the time.
Nice.
And then I just sent it to him.
Same time as that, then?
What's up?
Wait, did you post him? Did you send it to me?
No, I haven't said nothing to you.
All right, cool.
I don't care if you know.
All right. I'll just show up, do my thing.
Yeah, you're either playing first or second.
First or second?
First or second. I'm not sure yet.
Wait, you going to go first? Or
no.
D-Black?
No, I'm going to go third.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, just let me know.
Or I'm going to go fourth. I don't know.
Oh, kick him off the headliner spot?
No, there's five people, remember?
Oh, Tiger has his own set? I thought he was just doing like in between
he's
the...
he's got his own set.
Oh, I thought he was just doing music in between the rappers.
Nah.
Oh, okay, cool. I know. Oh, that's right, because he said he's going to go up there and do the whole Law & Order SVU theme song for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. I can't wait for that. Surprisingly,
there will be a fucking video screen playing old anime.
Fuck yeah.
No, there won't. No, no. Oh. That's just a lo-fi cliche. Lo-fi people get the jokes. You know, people that watch lo-fi beats to chill, study to relax.
Nice.
But on there YouTube. Will be a Street Fighter... arcade machine
on stage,
full live.
You can't play it until he's done. But...
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yeah,
anyone can challenge Bobby.
Super. Street
His name's
Fighter.
Tiger Uppercut, but actually, he usually picks E Honda.
Mm.
Or no, I'm sorry. Bobby picks Blanca, I think.
Blanca. Mm. You know what? I feel like we're a good morning show right now.
Solid.
Like this show would be good to listen to in the morning. This episode.
Have a good commute. Well, see you next time.
When you're on your way in the morning, you
before you get out, going out of here.
No, I mean,
if you're listening to this at night, turn it off right now.
When you wake
until
up
until the morning,
it's a morning.
Set it as your alarm, alarm tone.
Some things are morning listens. Some things are nighttime listens. You know what I mean,
that's fair, dude. Yeah.
It's like bacon and eggs.
Speaking of morning alarms, so I didn't know this. When I plugged my phone in before I went to bed, I didn't like look and see like if it made the bing to the charging noise. The wall block fell out of the wall. So, and my phone was already on red. When I woke up, I was like, oh, I woke up before my alarm. I'm like, God damn, I hate when I do that. And I looked at it and it was going off.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a sound or vibrate if you're in the red. The alarm just doesn't go off.
You're about to die.
And I woke up like as soon as it started, like the minute after I set it for.
So at least you woke up.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oversleep. Like how chance is that?
Yeah, I don't know how chance is it. You want to call chance and ask chance?
Yeah, let's call. Does he have Skype?
Man, I keep paying for that Skype number too. Like, and without even like. I gotta cancel that shit.
Well, I brought my computer if you want to call someone random.
One person call into the show one time when we opened the hotlines. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
Hotlines are open.
At lousy weather in the morning.
Yeah. Grab a cup of Joe. Sit down.
Call in 2448-762-849.
I think I might bump when the
7:14.
I need to bump back when the show debuts because it's been Wednesday at noon for few months now. I think I might need to bump it back to like 6:45.
Why don't you just drop it at night like
when
used
kids
to.
Are getting up for school?
Why don't you just drop it as soon as you're done like used to?
And then when are we, what are we gonna do for Patreon?
Do we do anything still for Patreon?
Yeah, they get the show early at night.
Gotcha. But it's not a nighttime show. So what are they really paying for?
They're the ones that get to listen to.
What's my dollar going to still?
You're the one that gets
fucking Sean's change jar.
You get the
change jar.
Young Bitcoin.
You get to listen in the morning.
All right.
Young Bitcoin star.
I was super broke this week and I almost sold off my Bitcoin and Litecoin.
Should have.
Yeah, you should have.
I already lost $20.
Yeah, sell it while you can.
You've already lost $20.
Bitcoin's down to $800.
Damn.
It's wild.
What was it when you bought it?
$10,000.
When can it go down enough to where they to where he owes money?
God, I hope not.
Because I can see that happening with Bitcoin.
Oh my God!
Honestly.
Yeah, you got yourself into the black market there. Did you use it to buy any, like, seedy things? Like illegal Viagra or anything like that?
Whoa. No, I've never been on the dark web.
You can get Viagra.
Yeah, because they'll be like, it'll go down to where it's worth nothing. And then there'll be like some lawsuit to where like the Bitcoin mining was like ruining. Because that shit's like not safe.
Yeah. No, I never used it. I just held on to it, see what it would do.
Destroys power, man.
Yeah. Hmm. Hoping it would go back up.
Lawsuit, and then everyone that has Bitcoins will have to pay.
It needs something like Jay-Z to invest.
There's like four other coins now.
Like Tidal. Tidal and Bitcoin. You know what I mean?
They go hand in hand. You buy a Tidal account. Oh, my God. My $60 I put in initially is now worth $8.97.
Wow.
Bitcoin's at $3,000. Ethereum's at $100 and Litecoin's at $30. Shit.
Wow.
They now have a new thing called 0x.
Oh, don't sweet. Even. You take your $8 and put it into that.
Yeah, literally.
That's exactly what it will do to your money. Any zero, it will multiply it by zero. Any money that you put
zero
in.
0x.
They have a BAT coin. I don't know what that does.
Batcoin.
A USDC.
That's the
wallet.
Bruce Wayne fucking cosign. Coin.
Oh my God.
It's only good in Gotham.
Bro.
And surprisingly, upsetting. Your money went from 100 to 7.
That's upsetting. My $20 went to $1.95.
And you're still losing money.
0.065.
That's all I bought of it, yeah. So not even a whole coin. Just.
$20 turned into $1.95. And then, God, I love this experiment. When did you buy this shit? You were so stoked on it. You bragged about it. And we had an entire episode about this shit. When did
this
you buy
this?
This
was December of last year. December 14th. So it's almost going up on a year.
2017?
Yeah.
And you was when you bought that shit.
It was $294 per coin, and now it's down to
$30.
Wow, that's all right. Losing money. It's fine. That's why I don't gamble.
I mean, you would have done better investing in Google.
Yeah.
Or you know what you really would have made a lot of money in?
Bing.
No, that $20, if in December of 2017 you invested that $20 into WWE, you'd have like $150 right now.
I should have invested in like UFC or something. They just
They've
with
gone
ESPN.
Down, though, haven't they?
Well, the ESPN deal remains to be seen.
Okay. So whenever the money announcement for that gets announced,
starts
it will
January,
go up.
So yeah.
Have they announced how much money they're getting from ESPN, though?
Quite a lot. I don't remember the sum, but...
But they've announced it.
I think
so. You missed when the stock would bump from it.
Yeah, most likely. But why? What did WWE got on
Signed
Fox,
Signed that deal
wasn't
with Fox,
it?
Yeah. Right. And once they announced that it was a $2 billion deal, their stock went from like $20 a share to $50, then to $60, and now it's at almost $100.
Damn.
So, I mean, that's fucking a $70 increase on the fucking... Or $80 increase.
Wish I had some insider info.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's illegal.
True. Martha Stewart would do that.
I mean, yeah. She was in prison.
Instead of trading.
Started doing cooking things with Snoop Dogg afterwards.
Yeah. What a career.
Yeah. I mean, I'm jealous of her, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What about you, Bobby?
How much money have you lost in your life, Bob?
Bobby's like looking at the rates of Bitcoin and shit.
No, I was looking up. I was talking about something earlier, but I can't find it.
So, Slim, did you use, like, the Robinhood app to do this shit?
Coinbase.
I need to start getting back into this affiliate marketing stuff, like, back in the day, because there's so many good things you can co-sign nowadays. Like, you used to always just be like, download Audible, but now it's like, get Viagra to your door.
What?
Get a payday loan. Get
what,
fucking
you're
this.
You're living on the Viagra, dude. What
all
this
shit. Yeah,
you
man.
Buying dick pills from the gas station?
Not yet, but I've been thinking about it.
The Iron Rhino?
Get the Blue Chew.
The Blue Chew.
Yeah, they on every wrestling podcast, they beat it in your brain. And the first day, I was like, man, I don't want to hear these Viagra ads. But now that it's 3 months later, I'm like, I'm about to buy some Viagra. Just walk around with a raging heart on. Maybe knock on things with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sean, who's here?
Hey, Bobby, can I get some roaches? Boom, boom, boom. It's like, not like that.
Yes.
Why are you in sweatpants? Is that all your coins in your pocket, or you just have to see me?
Oh, where's the fucking bell?
Oh, the bell's gone. There it is. Nope. That's what I get. Yep. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, R.I.P. Bell.
I can't hit it right. Hold on.
You didn't hit it.
Oh, shit, it is fucked up. The bell's gone.
Oh. Damn.
How's that happen?
The whole piece from the bottle is missing. I don't know, probably when I threw it across the room the other night.
Oh. That'll do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the bell is fucked up.
Well, just know that's one point for me.
Well, I mean, I can still hit it.
All right.
It just sounds like that now.
Oh, no.
Remember when on mine and Bobby's old podcast? Mine and Bobby's old
back
podcast.
In the old times.
On the smokestack smoke break, we didn't have a bell, so I would hit a glass ashtray with a lighter and say ding, or I would smack my plastic chair. I would just ding. Hit. I'd be like ding.
That works just as well.
So I'd be like, I went to the strip club, ding, like type thing.
Yeah. Oh, great. Now you're going to smack your dick on the table and say ding.
Get Blue Chew. Now, if you want to get your dick hard, go to... No, that'd be good, though. Those would be good segues.
With a promo code?
I'm going to sign up for a promo code.
Let's do it.
And then we'll offer it. man.
Code Lousy Weather.
I need to help people buy stuff is what I need to do.
And
get the pennies from it.
Get the pennies.
You get the
give me all your pennies.
Get the 0.07% or whatever of right. You get somebody get one free shipment for $5, you get 0.07% or something. Yeah, I mean whatever the math works out to, something like that. I know. I was reading the DistroKid. Didn't I tell you the one thing? I was like, if you want to buy your own account, you can use my promo code, get $5 off, and then
it's $10 off.
I get X amount. I don't remember how much.
I tried to sign up when you sent me the email, and it is going to cost me $10, but it was originally $20. But your promo code gave me half off.
What? You had to pay for what?
I had to sign up for my own account, my own DistroKid, to get like the refund, the fund, or the what's it called? Money, basically. Uh-huh.
And then, so you had to pay for an account, though?
Yeah.
That sucks. I haven't balls.
Done it yet. I'm broke till Friday, so I'll do it Friday, but.
That sucks balls. But then from then on, you won't.
Right.
You'll be able to do your own things.
So well, like I said, save me stuff. $10 at least. So.
Yeah, and the 20, and then yeah, we could do other things still in the future if you want to change the label name and stuff like that. But anyway, bro. So yeah, that's behind the scenes. I didn't know it'd make you pay for an account. You couldn't sign up for a free account just to get paid from
no.
the artist things. That's fucking.
No, it's fine.
That's a pain in the ass, though. Because that means that's a lot of accounting on me for
spend
other
money,
things.
Make money.
Yeah, for other things that I wanted to do that easily with. So, yeah. Anyway, but at least you got the discount code.
Right.
Hopefully I get that reimbursement back from that, though, because I could have just given you a promo code, and then I would get the percentage back. They're screwing me on pennies, DistroKid is right
now. God, they're taking your pennies.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm okay with all this.
No one Jim's Coinstar asked.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do vocal warm-ups.
Oh, yeah.
You can take my cash, but you can't take my coins.
you guys want me to teach you a couple vocal warm-ups?
Yes.
So
should have done this before the pod.
Yeah, we
these are Z's.
Oh, God. Oh. It sounds nice, though.
Catch us slim and shining.
Is there one
cars?
Of these for math for you?
So the first,
you got the alphabet down, but.
The first warm-up we're going to try are Z's, where you go Z.
Okay.
Can you do that note right there? Z.
Like
so, you'll follow her piano with Z's. You ready, Bob? You gonna join in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're warming
starting
up our vocals.
Note.
All right, so that's the
ready?
First note.
Oh!
Wait, I can't.
Oh yeah, Bobby can't even hear it.
I was just. Going...
I always like to hold out the last note and vibrato it if I can. Where I'm like, yeah. what about, hold on. What's, oh God.
Is this B movie number two?
The French doorbell.
What about the French doorbell? Okay, so you're going to go, You're going to start with like,
bing, bing.
No, no, no. You're going to start with the note, which will probably be something like, ee, and then you're going to take an up an octave in a full swing. So you're going to go, ee.
Okay.
You feel me?
That's so, the French Dorbo?
Yeah.
Three sounds on this note.
So that's the note.
Ready?
Ee. And then one more time.
And again.
Ee.
Yeah,
little things you like to do.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what do I got
now
here.
Now it's time for wee oops.
So this one you're gonna go wee oops.
We're doing whippets.
You're new. Now it's time for whippets. All right, grab me the balloon. So anyway, this one is wee oop wee oop wee oop wee oop.
Okay.
All right. So wee oop. Yeah, wee oops is what we call them.
Starting with this.
We in the music business.
Yeah, the warm-up industry here. Now, these are for death metal vocalists.
Take note.
Right, hold on. I'll back it.
Starting with this note. Ready?
My bad. I like to try to find the note early. So when she hits the note, I'm like,
wee oop, wee oop.
Yeah, wee oop, wee oop, wee oop, wee oop. You hear it playing it. So it's
ready.
We Yeah, come on, Bob. Come on.
Sounds like we're in an old German movie skipping through a field. All right,
now sing this me a song.
This is E-I-E-I-E. It's a falsetto or leg registration on the drums.
So E-I-E-I-E. This one's a little complicated. So you have the idea there, but you got to do the falsetto in the middle. So it's actually E-I-E-I-E.
Oh.
Or the way I like to say it, Mr. Miyagi, but not really.
Okay.
It's not the actual exercise, but no.
Can
yeah.
I make it that?
So you want to do some falsettos?
Yeah.
E-I-E-I-E.
Okay.
Think you can do it?
Yeah.
I can't.
Starting with this note.
All right.
Ready?
E-I-E-I-E. Falsetto, man. E-I-E-I-E. You're just going, yeah. You got to do the E.
Yeah, E.
E. Like that.
E.
Yeah, just like that. You're actually, you're closer. The falsetto. E. It's like a different voice. Like, you're not going, you're going, E. No, you're doing, come on, man. You can do the fall. You can do a falsetto. All right, yeah, do that. All right, you ready? You want to try it again?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Ready? Try it again.
Ready?
E-I-E-I-E. 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 E-I-E-I-E.
I'm warmed up, ready to rap.
Right. Now, gi-ya.
Oh, right,
so
use
your no falsetto, but we're doing gi instead of e.
Okay.
So gi-ya, gi-ya, gi.
Oh,
so what you were doing the last time.
This one is a Mr. Miyagi, not the last one.
Mr. Miyagi.
On the top note.
Mr. Yeah, if you want to do it
note?
That way, you can.
Ready?
Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi.
I didn't want to break.
This exercise God. Is
weak. Oh, man. All right. Now, the very last one we already did, didn't we?
These are ya-yas.
Let's skip ya-ya. Okay. Yeah,
next yeah. exercise
yeah,
is
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Eight.
It's ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya.
Oh, I thought we were
this one,
Kendrick Lamar.
This is the yeah, last yeah. one. This is the last one. Then I feel it really opens me up to get that grrr sound in yeah. my voice, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
Do you still do this for every practice?
It's going to be before practice, yeah, before nice. Any time I scream, because it saves your voice the next day. Like... I used to do like 4-day tours, and by Tuesday I couldn't talk anymore. Once I started doing these things, I could sing I could do the screaming every day for a month and a half straight, 3 months huh. straight, 5 months straight, year straight, and never not be able to talk next day.
Okay.
But anyway, so this exercise is hey,
just for
hey.
Reference, on your uh-huh. 4-day tour, which day was Tuesday?
The day I came home.
So it'd be the fourth day? The fifth day.
Yeah, something like that. We would do like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I was like, does this tour start on Monday? And it's like by the first day.
Yeah, no, I meant like by the time I came home. Yeah, okay. I guess.
First day I was broke, hungry, couldn't eat.
We would do like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and come home Tuesday.
And Tuesday, your voice is out.
Yeah, I mean, by Monday, I wouldn't be able to sing anymore. Like the last show.
20 on 12?
So we're going to do it's loosening you
yeah,
up, I can tell.
I feel the mucus coming.
It's hey, hey.
Okay.
Think you can do that? No.
Okay.
Like you're singing my rap song, yuh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Okay.
Just take out the ye part.
All right.
What the fuck was that? You were just over there and you were like,
I thought she was going. Yeah.
Nah, those were the notes. But yeah, it was funny. You were just like, All right.
Hey.
All right, you ready?
Hey.
So it's going to be, here's the notes. Okay. Now.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Hey, I fucked it up.
Hey,
you're not doing it with us, Bob.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you can't even hear it.
hey.
So it's even funnier to Bob.
Hey, how we doing? Right. It's lousy weather media.
One more.
That sounded great.
Yeah, it did. One more. This time, instead of hey, hey, you're going to say ah, eh.
Can the people listening hear it?
What's up? Yeah.
All right.
Instead of
I mean, it'd be nice if they couldn't.
A.
Ra-ay.
Ah,
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 ah.
Ready?
So, E, E, E,
ra-ay.
Ah, A.
E, E, ah, ah,
he said ra.
E, E,
for rubber bump.
She said that.
E, E,
ah, E, E, go back.
You gonna sing with me?
I swear she said, "Rob, right. go back."
But now you're fucking ready to be.
Now
like,
I'm ready till I go to bed.
Now you're ready to be like.
So yeah. So just stay awake until Saturday.
Go back. She said rock.
Go ahead. That was
she
good death metal. Yeah, that was good, man. That's good death metal.
I can't do like...
Did you say yabba dabba doo?
Yeah.
Yabba dabba doo now. It's a picketing basket. Give it away, give it away, give it away.
Give it away, give it away. Interesting. Send me that for real.
That's terrible.
Send me that for real. I'm gonna do it on my way to the show.
See there, we did the baritones or whatever.
All I do is rap low.
What's the low voice?
That's baritone.
Baritone.
Yeah, we did the baritone there. They also have like soprano. Like she does
these are
the different notes. So these
starting
ones are like
this note.
way up here. Like, ready? Instead of what we were doing with the zzz.
Yeah, I got you. Well, we're deep voice.
Like, yeah, I'm mad ready to do death metal.
Deicide.
Like, I don't know.
Throw blood in the sidewalk and you're set. Just with the vocal. With the instrumentals playing behind you.
What's up, the instrumentals? Vocals, yeah. Now I'm just making noises.
No one gives a shit when you die. Death clock.
And that's what it sounds like. You guys want to take a break, then we'll come back. We'll do a segment.
We'll and do then more warm-ups, and then we'll be ready for the concert.
I'm sure that was... Oh, God. I'm sure that was fucking fascinating for all of our listeners out there.
I didn't know about it.
Morning. But, I mean, that's what happens when you're a morning zoo radio show.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get wacky. He's not the one. I don't know why this shit sounds like trash so much. Something sounds like trash. I don't think it's me though. By you, Slim, do you sound like trash?
I sound lovely.
It's probably me.
Is it Slim?
I didn't do no vocal warm-ups.
You didn't do enough vocal warm-ups. You fucked up, pal. If you'd been more into their vocal warm-ups, you'd have been like, scratch!
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Your vocals are good until you sleep or until you hit a vape pen.
Fuck!
No, they're designed for smokers.
Hell yeah.
That's why in the DVD, it has the guy from Lamb of God in it. He's like, I smoke 100 packs a day. Then he goes, yeah. He's funny.
That's funny.
But I also watched a DVD like 10 years ago with the same guy from Lamb of God where he was like, before I record my vocals, I like to run around the building and then smoke a cigarette.
No wonder he gets his sound.
He leaves the studio, goes downstairs, runs around the block, and then he fucking goes in and he's just like, they are not the one. Or whatever the fuck the lyric is. I don't remember.
All right.
Omerta. I think something like that is what he says.
Old Mayor Tom? Is that what you said?
Old Mayor Tom.
Old Mayor Tom.
Yeah.
Tom Haverford.
He was saying that before Parks and Rec was even on the air. It was weird. So anyway, we've decided to do a new thing.
Yeah.
It's my idea. Somebody else might have came up with it first.
Didn't steal it. It's mine.
It's a tournament.
Completely Elijah Weather original.
But, okay, so the idea is we're going to pick a topic.
Yeah.
Then we'll pick 8 things of that topic, and then we're going to debate 2 of those things each week and whittle them down tournament style. Whittle. tournament style until we get to one thing.
Whittle winner.
So each week, like say the hypothetical I threw at you earlier was like 90s bands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a list of 8 of those bands, and then each week we're going to pit 2 of them together, mm-hmm. debate them, maybe use audio, maybe use audio.
It's easy.
Visuals.
That one would obviously be Chris Gaines, though. So.
The audio. Yeah, Chris Gaines, 90s artist.
Yeah. So.
I'm with you.
Get some visuals in there.
Yeah,
great,
like,
for you guys.
Music,
to.
Well, music would be a good thing too, because like yeah. stuff you hadn't heard, I could play you. Like,
right.
I like Girls with Abercrombie and Fitch. Chinese Soup Makes Me Sick. That song.
Pour one out. Pour one out. Pour two out.
Yeah, that, pour yeah. two out. Can you believe that two of the three people from the band died of cancer?
No. What band is that?
LFO, I think. Is that what it was called, or was yeah. it UFO?
Oh, I wish it was UFO.
UFO was
LFO.
Like a band from the 70s.
Damn.
I wish UFO
How did this
out
cat even
song?
Get on me again, honestly?
He snuck in there.
He did.
Just let him no, be.
So
he loves you.
Now we decided to pick an easy topic for our first round of this stuff.
Real easy.
yeah, yeah. See, it was your suggestion, I think, wasn't it?
Exactly.
We're gonna do.
I came up with tournament.
We're gonna find out who the best wrestler from 2000 to 2009 was.
Because that's when I was watching wrestling.
This is wrestling. We're gonna get into some pro wrestling here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a list of 8 people. And you probably might disagree with our list, but it's our list.
Yeah.
And we're going to debate.
It's our tournament.
This is a certain time era?
What's up? Yeah, we're doing 2000 to 2009. That decade.
Decade.
Mm-hmm. 2000, 2009. Or 10. Whatever the fuck. Anyway, so... what
oh
the
my
fuck?
God.
That was so crazy. Oh, my God.
He's just going to get up there again.
I know. He's going to...
Now, if this debate style show works, now we were debating video game controllers off air, and it was a really good debate. I'm afraid this probably isn't going to live up to expectations, but video game controllers might come in the future if we run out of ideas, because that was a good debate. So anyway, pro wrestlers 2000 to 2009. Our topic today, our two wrestlers pitted up against each other this week, are Triple H and Rey Mysterio. Bobby, I'm going to open the floor for you.
So is this like who do we think would win in a match?
No. Who has more lasting impact? Who's better? Who was more inspirational? Who's more any of those things?
Well,
the whole list.
Definitely I'm going to go with Triple H.
Mm-hmm. Now,
because a good heel is a good wrestler to me. Somebody that makes me go, I fucking hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that. I hate him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and Rey Mysterio, didn't he kill somebody?
Technically.
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, not like.
How do you do that?
I ain't about all that.
I mean, he kicked a guy in the back and the guy gave himself whiplash on the rope. Like he took a bump into the rope. And he hung himself up on it on his neck and gave himself whiplash.
Saying it was assisted suicide?
In the match?
Yeah, in a match.
Was this on TV?
It was in Mexico.
Oh. All right.
That's why he wears the mask.
That's not
right. No one knew who I was until I put on the mask.
Now, Triple H, he spent... This was, like, his biggest time was, like, 99 to 2000... And then he had the group with Evolution through like 2002 to 2004. But then he was just kind of like still around is the way it felt to me. Like I remember by like 2008, I'm like, this dude with his long hair and big nose and long drawn out talking.
That's another reason I hated him though.
Yeah. But then by the time he was gone, you missed him.
Didn't Bret Hardy replace him?
Who? Bret Hardy?
In a way.
Is that what you said?
One of the Hardy boys, isn't that it?
Bret.
Yeah. The Hardy Boys, the old book from the 90s, you know?
We should have put Bret Hardy on the list.
You didn't even say the list. You just picked two.
So, we didn't even put Jericho on the list.
Oh, fuck. We didn't put Jericho on the list. But anyway, Slim, let's turn the floor to you. What do you think about Rey Mysterio or Triple H?
So for me as a kid watching wrestling growing up, mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio was always the flashiest and the one to pull off the shit that I've never
Who's
seen.
Who's that jumping out the sky?
But he would always do like the double flips into landing on someone on the ring. And then the biggest thing for me was when he would grab the ring from the outside and like kick someone through the ropes.
That's how he killed the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
The well, the setup for it.
Okay, yeah. But that was
714. That's my bell.
How much Viagra did you take? But yeah, that was always, he was always the flashiest and the coolest to see for me growing up.
Yeah.
Because it looked like he was actually inflicting pain on these dudes. Like, it wasn't just like him throwing bumps or like.
The 2000s were big for him too, because in 2006 he won the World Heavyweight Championship.
John Cena, wasn't it?
No. It would have been.
No, you're wrong.
He won it from Batista.
Oh shit. Okay.
Was it Blue Tista? Was he blue at the time?
Nah. Maybe he was on SmackDown. But he did have a big, like, he was a big star for them. That's when he bulked up the most, too. Like, he was like little brick shit house.
Okay.
Now, I love using that term, brick shit house, because who the fuck wants a house that's like brick,
but the mortar is shit.
Yeah, the shit, like, cases stuck together.
It's sturdy, anyway. But, you know.
I mean, shit. So, anyway, but he was, like, fucking big. Even now that he's back on TV now, he looks a lot more of his size from 98, 99 than he did from 2005. Because the dude was, like, 5'4", but 250 pounds. Yeah. So he was almost not even as fast as he could have been when you were watching him.
Okay.
But he did have a World Heavyweight title run in there. This fucking guy.
Just let him love you. Just let him chill. He just wants to chill.
Now, did you have any thoughts on Triple H when you were...
I can't quite remember Triple H. I know he had long hair, but I don't remember seeing any of his matches that really stood out to me. Like, I can remember to this day.
Oh, you didn't know?
That's points for Rey Mysterio being more accessible to outsiders, I guess.
Yeah, because like I said, I remember the flips and the crazy
Triple
shit
H
that I'd
might
never
be
seen.
Known by wrestling fans, but Rey Mysterio is known by kids.
Yeah, like he didn't have any conversation. He would just went in there and did his thing.
Yeah,
and that was always like the coolest.
What about you, Bob? Did you have thoughts on Rey Mysterio as a in the 2000s?
No.
Damn, you know how to do this. You know how to do this debate because you've turned Rey Mysterio into murderer.
Points for getting away with murder. Shout
nobody can vote.
I did speech class murderer. Twice in high school. I wish I did debate club.
Was it the same speech class? Like, you failed it the first time, so you took it again?
No, I actually did so well the first time that they told me I couldn't take it again, and I was like, that's bullshit, because I don't even need to take any more. It was my senior year. I was like, I don't even need to take any more classes at all. I'm like, but you're still making me be here, but I already graduated, so this is bullshit, so I'm taking speech again.
I tried to sign up for speech, and not enough kids signed up for it, so they didn't have it.
I never had speech.
And it was on our, like, you probably, like, where you could check what classes you wanted to take, like, for the next year. And speech, I checked it, but I guess only, like, two kids in the entire school signed up for it, so they didn't have it.
Yeah. We did presentations in language arts. But
back to the debate at hand, the murderer. So that's your thoughts on Rey Mysterio? You don't have any positive thoughts, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, well, I mean, I honestly think we really don't have to debate this any further. I think we can put it up for vote. I already know that I'm going to be the tiebreaker in this vote, but Bob, go ahead, give me your vote.
Triple H.
Hey, Bob, what area code was Triple H
from? I was waiting
for
you to be like,
714.
714.
Sorry.
Might be close. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know where he's from. Connecticut.
Well, I know. Rey Mysterio was from the 619.
619. So your vote, Slim, is for who?
Rey Mysterio. All
right. So I'm the tiebreaker here. And this is fucked up because, honestly, I don't like either of them. Like, I mean, Rey Mysterio was the boring, especially in the 2000s. Like, I was talking about how bulked up he was. He was so slow and did the same match every week. He was so boring. Yeah. And Triple H in the 2000s was so boring. Like, just boring.
Why did you come down to these? We made a list of eight.
And these are the best.
I told you to put Gangrel on there.
You did. I mean, I probably would rather be debating Rey Mysterio versus Gangrel.
I know, dude. One's a vampire.
And the other one's Gangrel. No.
Oh, shit.
fuck. So, anyway. Oh, man. I'm going to have to make the decision. Who was better? Who has more lasting impact in the world, Rey Mysterio or Triple H? Oh, man, that's a debate for all time. I'm going to have to go Triple H.
Mm.
Dang.
So I like the idea of me and Slim just debate something really hard, and then you
take. Then I have to do it. I think every week's going to turn up this.
Better, and then that's how we do it.
Yeah, I mean, once you started calling Rey Mysterio a murderer, and it is true.
Pretty much over right there.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't vote for him.
I kind of lost my case.
So
Triple H never killed somebody.
So, I mean, you... Well,
that means he's a pussy.
That we know.
Do not hire Slim as your defense attorney. You will end up on death row. Yeah, he did it,
but I mean...
The state of Wisconsin
badass?
Will fuck you.
Huh. Yeah, he did it, but suppose it's Erica.
So there we
bet
go.
Bet you don't know the dead ones.
That was the first ever Lousy Weather Media top 10.
Yeah.
Wait. Did we only put 8 in the tournament? We
that was the first ever Lousy Weather Media top 8.
There we go. Wait, we only put 8 names down.
And
we
for
put Gangrel in there.
And, now we know who's in.
So I'm going to have to be the tiebreaker next week?
What's up?
I got to go home and study?
Nah.
That would actually, honestly, be cool.
Nah, I think I'm going to end up tiebreaker each week with the way you two are.
Yeah.
Well, I got to know who's next week so I can study.
Next week, we're doing Batista versus Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know.
Hmm.
That's tough.
I've only watched Brock Lesnar
we'll
wrestle
talk about
recently.
This next week,
yeah, I was about to say.
I don't want to bring up any.
We might start doing these on Patreon or something. I don't know.
I want to go watch some film.
If anybody that listens to the show will tell me if they would rather this pop up in Patreon as a weekly thing, where maybe we did do like 2 a week on Patreon, or if we just keep it in the show like this with 1 a week.
You got any old VHSs I can borrow so I can study up?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I give you my WWE Network account for Odell.
Oh, dope. All right.
Yeah. So, Morning Zoo Radio. did you...
I used to have an air horn app. I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, man, I just had the topic in my head I wanted to go to.
Sorry, my air horn app fucked it up.
I lost it. Yeah, the horn. I think maybe you should do it more. Just keep doing it. Until I figure out what my topic was.
Oh, shit.
Just keep going. You're fucking me up.
I'm sorry.
I need it. Keep going. There you go. Keep it. I need more.
Did you guys watch
Christopher Walken walks into a room. He's like, I need more. Air horn.
I got a fever. The only prescription is more air horn.
I'll do this shit at work.
That's
another guy there started it, so like he'll be like, you know, chicken wings, burr, 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 and then I'll just yeah. Then I start doing that. I'll just start going. More vocal warm ups.
Oh, wait, there's other stuff?
But yeah, so I'll just drag it off for like a whole minute.
What's a sad trombone? Dope.
Sorry, more. I thought, for some reason, anytime I hear audio, I think it's a vocal warm up.
What the fuck was that? Feral cat?
The scream from like movies and shit? My leg!
It sounded like it was from Street Fighter 2.
Uncle Nick. Okay. Weird. All right.
These are sound effects. Where do you get these sound effects?
This is the air horn app. Oh, rap air horn. Oh, yeah, that's the normal. What's the ham horn?
What? I need to use that in my next beat. I make. That's going to be my next sample. Ham horn.
Damn. I was listening to an old song we did where we had that little midget taking the shot of Henny. He was like, I'm just trying to chill.
What are you talking about? You I mean, I remember the sample, but you were just like, little midget drinking Henny. Like, it sounded so evil the way you said that. Oh, he was a little person drinking, having a beverage.
A Henny.
A Henny beverage.
Oh my God.
He was a little person with a Henny beverage.
Take that shot of Hennessy.
Takes a shot.
And he goes,
No, he barks first.
I just want to cheer.
I love that. Anyway.
I just want to
cheer. Did you ever get your thought back up before I horned you?
Fuck no.
I used to have a Juicy J soundboard too. That was funny. We good trippy, man.
That's funny. No, and it, yeah, it'd just be like old lyrics and shit.
Yeah.
Juicy J. Say that would be a good one. You don't even know nothing about Juicy J, dude. Where were you?
Juicy J.
Where were you when the smoke cleared, man?
What year was that?
Like 99.
I was in kindergarten or preschool.
Mafia when the smoke clears, says the record. It's got that song with ICP on it where he's like,
really?
He's like, I'm starving like a diseased Ethiopian.
Oh.
You never heard the song? I'll play it right now. It's actually really good. Those dudes go way back, bro. I bet you ICP has done more collabs with your favorite artists than other favorite
probably
artists.
Juicy J is doing a lot of shit with Suicide Boys now. And like, who was it? A-Lo said that Suicide Boys was like ICP now, like ICP was back in the day.
Yeah, he said something of that nature. I don't remember what he said.
Well, he said if ICP came out now, they would be blowing up. Yeah.
SoundCloud.
The rapper.
Clout King.
Dude, I went to his music video Friday.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I blacked out. I don't know.
Because I know it was like it was supposed to be like only ladies there.
You wanted ladies, but only his girlfriend showed up. But no, there were
he
more.
He posted that in the status. It was like, now, if you want to come, let me know, but you have a lot better chance coming if you're female.
No, it was all the homies showed up by the end of the night, but for the actual shoot, it was just literally me, Chance, and the rest of Lot 9. And it was actually pretty dope. Like, we were just chilling in the back while him and his girlfriend were doing like the video. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool, but then they were like, "Hey, we got free liquor. Here's a bottle of Captain and here's a bottle of like some Kentucky bourbon." I'm like, okay. And I'm hitting it during the video and while I'm drinking my beer, so didn't take me long to hit that point where I became real slim. And apparently I fell multiple times.
Did you drive?
No, certainly did not. Okay. Apparently multiple times I fell. I put my head through a wall apparently. This dude's nice ass house in the middle of Ravenna, a brand new allotment.
Okay. How the fuck did you do that?
I don't know. Don't remember. Chance said I know.
Was it the Beatmaker's house?
Yes.
He said
Cole the King, yeah. Chance said
Did he stop following us on Instagram if you put your head through a wall?
No, he actually was just, Chance said he was cool with it. He was just like, yeah, whatever. I still got to hit him up and apologize and offer to fix the wall. But
still got
I didn't know I did it. I'm still in like disbelief of like, what? My head feels fine. But then Chance said apparently I took a nap on the ground for like almost an hour. And I remember none of this.
During the video?
No. The video only lasted a short time, and then all the homies came, and then it became a party. Like, we just started playing Pong, and, like, all the lights were off except for, like, these strobe lights. It was super dope. But apparently I hit that point real quick.
I've been there.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Especially at parties with weird strobe lights and darkness and shit.
Chance was embarrassed because I'm meeting all these guys for the first time. He's just like, yeah, it's my friend, so.
Yeah. I remember one time I made some like fat dude cry.
Whoa.
Yeah. I've done weird things at parties when I got blackout drunk.
All right.
And then I've also been the sober guy watching other people beat you.
That was Chance, and that's why he hasn't talked to me since. Love you, bud.
And probably why he didn't want to come to the podcast tonight.
Most likely. I didn't do shit. I was supposed to go to that court.
Yeah, that's why he said sorry, LOL.
I was supposed to do that Core for the Cure on Saturday, the concert that was for like cancer or raising money for cancer foundation.
Yeah, at the Outpost.
Dude, I couldn't get out of bed. I was so
2 day hangover. Yeah.
It was on Friday night.
Felt it Sunday too, brother.
Yeah, I did not feel well Sunday, but the whole Saturday, dude, I just laid in bed. I couldn't do anything. I was watching UFC, and I was like, "This is horrible. Why do I do these things?"
Yeah, probably nice. Did you have the day off Saturday?
I did, and Sunday, yeah. So I had time to recover. Yeah, but
it was probably nice. Sometimes I like those. Get stupid drunk the next day. You don't work. You just can sit there and watch UFC.
That's exactly what I did.
I mean, sometimes that's not a bad day.
Yeah, but so I hope the homies aren't hard on me for that because they saw how hard I went. So whatever. I hope the video turns out good. I hope I'm in it looking sloppy just because that's funny. But
came
whatever.
To the club sober. Now I'm leaving here.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Ricky? He was a one-hit wonder if I ever seen any.
Ray Jr.
Ray Jr., yeah. Fuck.
He's from Cleveland.
Right. That's wild. Anyway, where were we?
I ever seen one.
We were going to talk about ICP and...
Oh, yeah. Old Juicy J. You were going to play that song.
And I just want to hear ICP. I don't even care about who's in the song. Yeah. Juicy J.
Oh.
Stab you with an umbrella and then open it.
No!
Because I'm sick like a deceased Ethiopian. That shit's not whack. Right. Fuck that.
All right, hold up. All right, come on.
Yeah, that was a bar, listen. Actually.
I'll pee your cat back with a cannonball. I buck them all, fuck them all. Yeah. You're standing tall.
Woo!
3-6 Mafia.
Yes, yes.
St. Cloud Posse and Twist.
Oh. We used to rob for them petty things like a gold chain. No, a motherfucker.
I love old 3-6 Mafia because it all sounded like this. Don't you like that? Oh, you can't hear it.
Project Pat too.
Don't you like that old hi-hat, Bob? Oh yeah, no hi-hat. How about they just make 900 beats like this? Project Pat. This is Project Pat.
I hear him now.
What about you, Bobby? You part of the crazy clique?
What?
The crazy clique.
I don't know. What is
just
that?
The name of the song, another crazy clique.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like...
This is when they still had like the chick from...
It's not a...
This is the chick that ended up in Crime Mob. Yeah. Nuck if you book.
I'm just careful what I say about... ICP on air because I don't want to be associated with any gangs. So.
That's why I like 3-6 Mafia because they're satanic.
Yeah.
That's why you like it?
Juicy J sold his soul to Satan. That's why they're called.
Do they still make music? 3-6 Mafia.
No, he talked. Juicy J always talks about getting them back together, but they haven't.
Yet. I'll say they did the Mafia 6 for a minute, but that was without Juicy J. And
Juicy's solo career is
the
been
guy.
Great,
the guy that was in the Mafia 6 died, so I don't really think they've been doing anything.
I love Juicy J.
They won an Oscar.
Did they?
Yeah, they won an Oscar for that song.
I didn't know that.
Nice. That song that was like...
Did you ever read that article? Oh, my bad.
It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp or something like that?
Oh, okay.
It's Hard Out Here for... An Oscar, not a Grammy, a fucking movie Oscar. Best song in a motion picture.
That's crazy.
3-6 Mafia. What were you going to say?
Did you ever finish reading that article about Praz?
No,
that
I
shit
didn't.
Was crazy.
Yeah, what... want to know what happened to that guy?
Praz is like... I don't even know what the word for that is. Extorting money? I don't know.
Yeah, what? Hold on. Yeah, run this by me. You do know who Praz is,
no.
Slim. So Praz from the group The Fugees.
Okay.
It was Wyclef Jean, Lauryn Hill, and Praz.
Okay.
And Praz was like the quintessential third member. Like he wasn't that important. He was just there.
Yeah.
But he was like mad into that role. Like he was just glad to be like the third dude chilling.
Right,
like
right.
He didn't care. Like even his big hit is the song Ghetto Superstar, which I'm sure you've heard. It's the song that's like... Ghetto superstar, that is what you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right.
And then it's got ODB on it and shit. Mm-hmm. Probably you thought that was an ODB and Maya song. You probably never even knew
there was
a
huge,
song.
Anyway, like, yeah, okay. There was a huge Trump. It says Trump fundraiser received laundered foreign money.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a fundraiser and it got a lot of foreign money laundered. And it was
out of it or into it?
Into it. In support of Trump. Mm-hmm. And the money was negotiated by Praz. So, like, originally it was supposed to be like 50, I can't remember the numbers.
So Praz, like
15,000 or something, or 15, I don't know.
What is with Trump and these rappers just working for him? Like, Kanye West is out there doing his bidding. Praz is working his finances. Hey, what is going on with Trump here?
Trump's out here.
What's up with all these people that fucking work for Trump having weird-ass names, too? This guy's name was George Higginbottom. And then the other day, there was somebody in, like, the Supreme Court whose name was Mr. Pickle.
What? Seriously?
Hold on. What? Yeah. Mr. Pickle from Cartoon Network?
No. No.
Never watched that show, Mr. Pickles. Shit's hilarious.
I forget what he was in there for. I saw it on the Patriot Act. You gotta watch that show.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah, Patriot Act, Netflix. Anyway, so, yeah, they're laundering money.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I was talking about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to read about it, kind of. I don't really know too much. But, yeah, this guy, Mr. Higginbottom, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Switch topics.
I mean, I already pretty much told you what happened, right?
No. Well, how was he laundering money?
The rest of it is a lot of...
Yeah, he said Praz negotiated foreign money into... for a Trump fundraiser, but was the money illegal? Is that the whole point?
Was
or
he
is,
on Ozark?
I don't know. This is like 18 pages of text.
Have you watched Ozark yet?
No, what's Ozark?
Fire.
Ozark is fire.
This dude was never like, he's like an insurance broker, kind of.
Sounds like okra.
And he gets caught up in this cartel. And one of his partners ends up stealing money, so he kills all his friends. And he's about to kill him. He's like, wait, 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 I can get your money back. I can launder it. And he just ends up going like to this place called the Ozarks, which is like, I think it's on like the Michigan Lake or something like that.
Okay.
And just starts opening up these businesses and stuff with this cartel money and like renovating them and renovating them and acquiring more money. To make up for the money that he spent.
He was reinventing the house.
Yeah, reinventing him. Okay. But yeah, he buys like a boat shop, a strip club, like all this shit. And he ends up buying like this casino hotel. Mm-hmm. And that's where it ends. But dude, it's fire. It's so good of a story.
Fire.
They like kill so many people. It's insane.
That's wild.
Watch it. You have Netflix still, right?
No, I canceled that shit.
Well, watch it in Bob's room.
I'll sign it up again.
No, it's honestly the best series I've seen on Netflix in a long time.
So to close the show, I'm
all fucking met in Thailand, though. That's crazy.
Who, Praz?
Yeah, Praz, this guy named Mr. Lowe, and this guy named Mr. Bordy, and Mr. Higginbottom.
Sketch.
Yeah.
I wonder if Higginbottom's Shawn Michaels.
And it was like tens of millions of dollars, now that I'm reading.
His real name is Michael Sean Higginbottom.
But then Praz negotiated it down to $8 million. Because that's what he does. He's a ghetto superstar.
Shit.
That is what you are.
He's got that much money to throw around?
No, he's funneling the money. Like, he's just...
The means of transportation?
He probably gets a percentage by brokering the deal.
Mm. Gotcha.
So, if he brokers $8 million deal, he takes home $10,000 or something stupid like that. God only knows what it was, but you don't do it for free.
Right.
But you... can be the connect, you know what I mean? The plug.
The plug.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, Slim, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Okay. You wanna play us a song?
Sure.
I gotta grab my adapter unless you have one.
I don't.
You're adapterless. Go ahead.
Well, I can hook up to your... Never mind.
No, you guys banter real quick. I'm gonna grab the adapter. It'll take 1 second.
Banter?
Bye.
Talk about Rey Mysterio again.
Oh, God, that guy.
Like I said,
you wanna know why he wears the mask? It's to hide the pain.
Ooh, I like that. I'm about to start wearing a mask when I rap. Oh, it's like an executioner's mask. Like. Damn, that's funny. You gonna come to the show Saturday?
I don't know. I was thinking about it, maybe.
Do it, dude. I'll share a slice of pizza with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of your free.
My free rapper pizza. Free rap pizza. rap's paying off already, boy.
Oh, yeah. We got some pepperonis on the bill.
Right. No, but I do. It's going to be a really solid weekend.
So I just got 77 cents, but I got 77 pepperonis.
Ooh, ding.
Ooh. Yeah, just hit the table now. Yeah.
Sorry, I took one of Sean's waggers. But no, it's going to be a good weekend for me. I have my album dropping Friday. I have the show Saturday, and then I also have my birthday Sunday. So,
oh shit,
it's awesome, dude! I'm so excited. Like, it's gonna be great.
Hell yeah,
yeah, man.
Dude, this cat, seriously,
dude, so he loves you.
Take this cat away from me.
He loves you so much. Just love him back,
dude. But he just is in.
Just let him sit there. He'll just fall asleep. And he'll just be, you know.
So, what do you have against Triple H, man? You don't like?
I don't know Triple H. Like I said, I don't. I honestly, I know what he looks like.
Suck it.
But I really, my wrestling, fucking
you need to watch
memory was very short lived because I never watched like the actual wrestling matches. I would watch the Sunday morning. Here's what happened.
Maybe
and I would
what?
See the highlights. So I never actually got to see the
at
matches.
At the Eurogyro this week, I'll give you one of my mini corn dogs.
You're gonna get mini corn dogs to the gyro?
Yeah, no, okay, I might give you one.
All right, cool. It's a deal. It's a trade.
Sick, dude. It's a sick trade.
Oh yeah, come here, Luis Lopez. He don't fuck with me. Look, he's like, I don't know what to do. You're not Bob Slap.
Yeah.
but I am excited. It's going to be a good show. The Eurogyro actually asked Chance for a copy of Get Back, like a clean version.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how he's going to do that. But the last time I was in the studio...
Get the...
Yeah, the last time I was in the studio, the producer was like, I don't know how I'm going to make this for him. I was like, do you need me to go in there and say heck?
That's as far as it's going to go.
Get the feck back!
That's as far as it's going to go. Like, just bring your phone a little closer, dude.
Oh, you're fine. I thought you were talking about the...
dude, I'm mad out of breath. So, I was like, oh, I just got a new phone. I just got a new iPhone XR, so I was like, I can just run upstairs to the box.
You ready to record a Lamb of God album now?
And, yeah.
Oh, Merta! Hit your blue a couple times.
What's up?
Hit your blue a couple times.
Oh, no. So I ran upstairs and opened the box and instantly remembered they're not packaging the dongle with the iPhone anymore. It's now an accessory you have to buy separately. Yeah.
You call it a dongle?
Yeah. I've
never heard that one before, but all right.
So I was using my dongle earlier in the basement, so I ran downstairs.
After I popped 8 blue strips.
Or blue juice.
Yeah, blue juice.
I ran downstairs to check for the dongle in the basement, and it wasn't there.
It was in my pants the whole time.
That was a really weak thump. But anyway.
His dick pills ran off.
So I ran upstairs because I remembered I had the cable attached to this cable in my PA. So I ran upstairs, ran downstairs, ran to the basement, ran back upstairs, and
made a lap.
But honestly, I think you guys, when I wasn't here, is a better show.
No!
Thank
Slim and Bob of the media.
Yeah,
nice.
I think.
Great, yeah, we did a great job.
Slim Bob Media.
Yeah, we got things to talk about. All right, anyway. So, this is a new song that I actually just recorded 2 weeks ago. It is with The Freely Spoken, and it's going to be on my album. I think it's number 4 on there. It's called Progression. Ready?
Debut, yeah. Turn it good. Turn it up.
Things are changing, yeah. Feel like chemicals in my brain are rearranging. Mainly I'm just lacking motivation, but not with the music. I'm speaking about my current occupation. Need to switch that shit up, clean my act up. Got no backup, need no plan B. Take a seat if you don't understand.
Mix up plan B.
Tell me what I can't be. First this was
go ahead and rap, man. I see you
all
feeling
my
yourself.
Go to paper, I should win a Dundee.
A Dundee.
Monologue this nonsense from tales of the chaos. Hope you appreciate the contents. What's a little setback if it leads to progress? The ends justify the means if it leads to profit. Mission statement. You weren't there when I was rapping in a basement. So when I'm ghost, you can't say shit. But to the ones that been rocking my merch while I'm on hiatus, I just hope you can accept this as a payment.
I was at the basement.
Faded.
Never lost none of my shows, never lost none of my cadence. Only thing I'm missing is my patience. So if you acquire some time, just don't waste it.
Look, all your locals looking up to me. Hey. I dropped a tape, that shit sounded like a cutlery. Now that's the coldest. Don't ask me how my shows is, but just know there was no space between the people's shoulders. LOL. Look, I don't even need to make it happen. But that car front, just know that that was paid with rapping. I'm getting checks that be looking like savings, and checking my surroundings. Damn, it feels like I made it. Well, life's a bitch, but someone must have faded. It's calmed down a bit, but people's love still feeling counterfeit. And when they trying to see what it is I'm plotting, it be that shit that got them asking what the fuck it cost them. I got the swagger coffins, the way I drop shit at a steady pace. Most of my fears I've already faced.
I've already faced. So tell death that he can catch his fate.
Nice Suicide Boys ripoff there. I like that.
Ah, nasty.
You should have just did the whole verse like that. Eating all some veggie bacon, just like mad reverb. You got a black bean burger, got a veggie bacon.
Got a veggie bacon. But yeah, that's progression.
Black bean burger, got a veggie bacon.
That's progression.
That was nice, man. It was nice. I had a good feeling.
Thank you.
I wish I had some reverb I could add on it.
Ooh. You want to hear another one?
I'll play one more. But you're going to play more of it?
I'll play one more.
You're going to give your whole album away.
I'll play one more.
Let's play the whole thing.
It's only 714 minutes.
Yeah, so 12 times.
No, I will play one more. This is honestly my favorite song I've ever done. I actually sing.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Falsetto?
No. My real voice.
Yeah, did you do warm-ups?
No, I mean, falsetto is still your real voice.
Well, a little bit, yeah. I mean, in the car on the way there, but not like...
No, you probably sang and threw your voice out before you got there.
No, I did it lightly. Lightly enough where I did okay.
You have to warm them up with the E-I-E-I-E's.
That's fair. But anyway,
I'll teach them all to you.
That's fair. This song is called Core.
Okay.
I'm not going to rap this one on a slip plane.
All right.
It's real shit, man. It's real shit. Feel it. And I know that I can't do this shit alone, and that's why I got to keep my circle strong. And I know that I can't do this shit alone.
E-I-E.
Circle strong.
Yeah.
That's why I gotta keep my circle strong. Focus on myself and then I'll get my people on. I'd rather share my wealth than ever share a chromosome. Success wouldn't mean shit to me if I was on my own. But just know I'm not gonna pass it if you don't play in the dunk. No alley oops and no slapping a puck. I got the most rancid raps. See what I'm spewing is funk. And all you rappers is my sons. Better leap when I tell you to jump. Best believe this artist on my love. And if I never make it, at least my brain up out of the dumps. I try to roll with what life gives, like the punches and lumps. But I don't believe in Jesus or if there's someone above, because I know that I can't do this shit alone. And that's why I got to keep my circle strong. And I know that I can't do this shit alone.
Come on, falsetto, son.
I got to
go
keep
one octave,
my circle
octave
strong.
No, that's honestly my favorite one I've ever recorded. I fucking love
like it. Yeah.
And with the harmonizing on that, dude, it ended up great. I love
it. I can't wait to listen to the record.
Hell yeah, man.
Sound quality is beautiful.
Thank you, thank you.
You're putting this out, then you have an idea of what you're about to do next, another year and a half before you give us 7 1
no,
minute
no,
songs.
No, 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 it's gonna be coming out quick. I got 5 beats I got from Tiger Uppercut. Yeah. 3 I still have yet to pick, like I said. But before I jay his
me
ass.
And you combined are sitting on a pile of beats from that dude we could use.
We are. Yeah, we can do one together for sure, like I said.
We should just do a collab album. We should just do 7 songs of the both of us.
We could. We could do that. Shit. We can make it happen. Oh, right. Making plans.
Uh-oh. It'll never happen.
But no, the Tiger one, it might be just a little 5-song dropper, just boom, boom, boom. Unless I find more, because every time he posts something on Instagram, I'm just like, oh, dude, I need that. Mm-hmm. Like Tiger's nice, so I've been getting beats from him. I've won them almost. Yeah, thank you. I've won them almost done with. I'm gonna wrap up the show. Just a little snippet of what I've been working on, and then a few more in the works. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm ready to drop some music now. I really did wait too long. I looked at the Tangible Path and it was literally fucking December 31st of 2016. So I'm ready to be more consistent right now.
About say, was that almost 2 whole years ago?
Yeah, just coming up on 2 years, and I've only dropped like one or two singles, maybe three.
In the video,
yeah. So I'm ready to just be more consistent, man. Even though I don't know.
It's one of the reasons why when I put out the since we're gonna turn it back to myself and
yeah, why not? Why don't we?
When after I did the Versus Smokestack, I put out that song Fake Smiles like a week later, just to throw like, and now for something completely different.
Right,
here you go.
Right,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And then I have
one locked and loaded too. One ready to go right after the album. I'm gonna do the same. So and then, but that's with a completely different producer. His name is Lespa. He's from Lespa. UK, I believe. Mm-hmm. Might be wrong, but
Les Paul. He's working with Les Paul on his next record.
Yeah, dude. He's amazing. His to work with
Lespa? No, it's Les Paul.
Les Paul.
No, but this tape is entirely produced by Australian producer Your Best Friend Jippy.
You love dropping that he's Australian.
Because it's just like, you know, most people just stick to like the SoundCloud around here. I went to high school with this dude, and he makes beats. But no, but this, you know, you can tell this dude's been working. Like, he's been practicing his craft. He drops fucking 35-song little Bandcamp shits.
Is he from Melbourne?
I don't know exactly.
That's the way I say Melbourne.
I couldn't tell you. I have to look it up. But anyway, Australian nonetheless. I had to pay him USD to get the beat.
I had to pay him US. Fucking.
USD to get the beat. Or AUD to get the beat.
I was about to say, USD is United States dollars, bro.
it went from USD to AUD. That's how the PayPal calculated. It's just kind of a cool little fact. Like, I'm working with someone from completely across the world. That's really neat to me.
You said it's really YouTube?
Really neat to me.
Oh, I thought you said it's really YouTube.
That's really YouTube of me.
I'm like, what?
I looked up Australian type beat, and he was
and beat one with hook showed up. So.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, man, I'm excited.
Hell yeah, man.
And I'm going to play the whole thing on Saturday at the Eurogyro in Kent. Gyro. Starting at 9 o'clock. I'll go on at, like, what, 9:15 maybe? 9:15.
No, I think you're before. The show's at 8 o'clock.
Is it 8? I thought it was 9.
No, 8. But
good, okay, great. Yeah, let's go with it.
But you know how that works.
Yeah, of course.
But you'll probably be around 9. You're not wrong there.
The doors are at 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, I haven't decided if Tiger's gonna go first or if you're gonna go first.
Okay, cool.
So we'll go from there.
Fair enough.
And and then it should be a good show. I'm gonna be rapping.
I'm excited, man. Yeah, I haven't seen you rap ever. Yeah. Well, no, I you did Dookie in the fucking basement.
Yeah, but that was one verse.
One verse on a song.
Yeah. That I didn't really even practice for. I think you were like, you want to do it? And I was like, sure, I'll do it.
Basically, yeah. But you killed it.
You want to do it? Sure, I'll do
you,
it.
You literally like took over. Like, you pushed me a chance out of the way.
And everybody in the basement erupted.
Yeah, I was like, yo,
everybody
what?
Started cheering.
Sean's rapping.
The walls literally caught on fire. That's how fire it was.
Yeah, it's not good for all your walls being wood. But
nah, it was bad. Well, this is a brick. It's a brick shit house. So the shit.
Yeah,
helped.
That's fair. Yeah,
I'll put it out.
Damp the fire.
Bobby, how'd you like our morning show today?
It was a great way to start my day. I feel hyped. I feel ready for the rest of the day. I'm ready to look at some clouds. Be like, I wonder what those look like, and then get some shit done.
What does this look like to you?
See that cloud over there? I see elephant. What about you?
I think we are. I think we're good morning entertainment.
Yes,
for sure.
You're getting ready, 7 a.m. showering. You're stuck in traffic on I-76 West.
You forgot to wash your balls.
And it's been so bad lately. I fucking on Sunday they were started changing traffic patterns, and just everything stopped because everybody's assholes.
77th South has been easy.
I haven't gone that way in a long time.
I'm very fortunate.
I'm just saying west and north, man.
Like every time I go south in the morning, north is fucked up. And then every time I'm going north coming home, south is fucked up.
Dude, the other day, I guess a truck carrying an oversized load, fucking the oversized load fell off in the middle of the highway.
No.
I was heading to work at like 6:30 in the morning, and heading south was backed up from the interchange all the way to fucking Copley. Probably past that. Just three lanes stopped dead. All the way fucking back, dude.
Oh my God.
And then when I was talking to people at work, it was still like that 9 a.m., 9, 10 a.m.
Well, yeah, how do you lift a fucking someone's house up off
the road? Yeah. It was like right when you fucking, right when you pass 76 West and you come around this little, I don't know how much you travel that way, but you come around a fucking, like a nice curve. It's not that heavy,
yeah, any
though. But you come around, and then the hill starts before you head past Lakeshore. So yeah, it's like they were like coming around that, and the whole fucking thing fell off the back of it. They had a gas tanker fucking flip on Route 8 the other morning too. Like fucking
really,
yeah. Route 8 North was closed, so 76 West was obviously a disaster.
And that's already congested.
Everybody trying to fucking go that way, and it's just. Yeah, you had to get on, like, in the city.
They're never going to fix that, I'm convinced.
They're getting close, because the whole thing is they're tearing all of it down. They, like, built a new highway to the side of the highway that we used to use. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're tearing all that down and redoing shit down on, like, East South Street and South Main and all that shit. They're, like...
It's been since, what, 2014?
Yeah, but I feel like now that LeBron left, they're just going to stop. They're just going to abandon all the construction.
We got no more money. It's been since 2014, hasn't it? Because I remember going to my buddy Dan's off Grant Street.
That traffic change there?
The whole highway getting fucked up. Because I remember going to my buddy's off Grant Street, like going onto the off Wolf Ledges.
That was when they were doing that was when they were doing a different part.
No, but I don't remember it being as fucked up as it was.
But yeah, they're completely tearing that down because that fucking... They said that shit was way too dangerous, too. The Wolf Ledges exit and entrance.
It was hard to get over there, yeah.
Because the entrance and exit were literally next to each other. Mm. So as people are getting off, people are getting on. It's like down in Canton with the fucking 62 ramp.
Yeah.
I don't know how often you go that far down, but the 62 ramp is absolutely insane.
Which one's that?
It's the highway right past Tusk. The fucking
I don't go down that far.
It's all the like the blue on and off ramps, dude. And it's like literally there's an on ramp as an off ramp, or in their big loops, so they fucking all congest right into each other at the same time with people going 80 here and people going 35 here. Yeah, I mean, it's just.
Gotcha.
Bad news. I can't believe there's not more people that die there every day. Honestly.
Jesus.
I won't go. If I'm driving to Maslin, I don't go that way. Like, I'll get off at Everhard and fucking geography.
Geography.
We could talk about this off the air. This is not podcast
material.
What are we talking? This is our conversations off air. What are we doing right now? I'm sorry to both of you for doing this. But when
I thought you were talking about both of the people that are listening.
I know what you're talking about.
But so. I'll get off at Everhard and I'll cut all the way down Hills and Dales Road to 241.
Right.
Take 241 to the Lincoln Highway. Or even just take Tusk until it turns into Lincoln Highway. But I don't fuck around with fucking 62, bro. That shit.
Scurry.
That's death on wheels, bro.
Yeah, it's weird. It turns into like 70 out there.
Speaking of Tusk, that's a good idea for a tournament. Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah. Fuck, we should have done that. Wrestlers is scrapped. Kevin Smith movies next time. No, but that's a good idea. Maybe we'll do a round of it.
We got ideas for 3 months now.
Is that like the Jay and Silent Bob dude?
Yeah, it's okay. The Jay and Silent Bob dude. Okay.
It still might be comp.
Let's get out of here. Thank you both for being here. This was a good episode.
You're welcome.
I had a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Let's have a good day. Check out my album on Spotify.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.